Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and no, this title is not a joke, and yes, I absolutely plan to make the case for if, and this is a big if, but it's looking more and more likely, Kristi Noem decides to run for the presidency in 2024, Trump should step aside. In fact, should probably get behind her as soon as humanly possible, run with her, and as the VP. Why? Because if there is any sincerity in what he wanted to do with this country, he would have such an opportunity to actually get things done as a commissary for the very same, at least political rhetoric in many ways that they stand for. And whether or not you believe there's any difference between the two-party system, and in a large part, there is not. Let me repeat that. There is not. But I saw a significant difference in the standard of living under Trump than the previous administration, period. And I don't think that's deniable. I also saw for the first time in my life a president acknowledge the military-industrial complex and speak out against globalism at the World Economic Forum. Coincidentally, after being introduced by Klaus Schwab. Now, I've never really gotten behind DeSantis. When he does something good, I agree with it, but I talk about a lot of his other problems. I think one of the big problems that you're going to see with Kristi Noem that's not going to be brought up is, in fact, the same kind of thing that was wrong with Donald Trump in foreign policy. In fact, earlier this week, we discussed the Soleimani killing. And then that supposed leaked report of assassinations, right? I don't necessarily love her foreign policy, but when it comes to standing up against lockdowns, she did the best, period. I visited South Dakota. I'd say my governor here, Governor Kim Reynolds, and her absolutely 100% did the best. And by the way, why are people speculating that she's running? Well, we're going to play this ad that she's now taken out in ad space in places like Iowa and New Hampshire that are early adopters of this system, right? Via the primaries, right? They're campaigning through. And, you know, it's a pretty good ad. We're going to play that whole ad. And then I'm also going to point to a pretty big, you know, a fluff piece in many ways, but a piece by CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, that not only brings up what she did during lockdowns, but then talks about the food supply. And that's really where she has me sold. And I'll bring up the Trump angle in a moment. She's a farmer. She gets it. She understands food production. I don't think she wants to starve us out. And I think that she's also kind of the antithesis, if she's the first woman president, of everything that Hillary Clinton represented, right? It's a woman who, you know, is part of a family farm and business in Congress, becomes governor. And in my, again, it's not just my opinion. I lived it. I came to South Dakota. And the normalcy there, you go watch my videos back in July of 2020, right? Outside at a park, those people were sane, they were reasonable. It's a big deal. So if you had Trump come in on this Trump tour that's already huge, that's huge. And look, let's give the guy his ego, right? Because again, on the issues, these guys are supposed to be simpatico, right? Totally in coercion with one another. And, you know, one night Kristi closes and one night Trump closes. And that way they're not battling on the debate stage, right? Because I think this is a big deal. Look, I like Rand Paul. He'll probably run as well. I'd love to see Rand Paul as part of the administration. I'd like to see him as like Secretary of State. Okay. I'd like to see who else? I'd like to see maybe Mike Lee in there. I maybe bring General Flynn back as Secretary of Defense. If somebody's got a better Secretary of Defense, I was actually thinking about it. And I was thinking John Kerouac, formerly of the CIA, the whistleblower on the waterboarding, he would be a good Secretary of Defense. Somebody with some morality and integrity. And that group would be pretty unstoppable if they found a way to get in the White House and really circumvent all these other tools of election disruption, in my opinion. So let's get to it. Let's play Kristi Noem and her new ad here and see what you guys think.
Get back on that horse and ride. It's what my father taught me since I was a little girl. His sweat built our ranch and his love held our family together. But it all came crashing down when Dad died in a tragic accident. I lost my hero, and we nearly lost our livelihood. Through grit and God's grace, we kept going, and our ranch was saved. Over the last 2 years, South Dakotans faced dark days. But as Dad always said, we don't complain about things, we fix them. And we did. I held the reins and refused to let fear steal our freedom. And today, we've hit our stride. South Dakota has the best economy in the nation. We're number one in tourism, and more families are choosing to make our state home than ever before. Here, freedom runs free. So saddle up. We're just getting started.
Governor Kristi Noem.
Now, if that's not an I'm running for president type of ad, I don't know what is, number one. But she was demonized constantly in the media. I mean, constantly in the media for what her policies were during the COVID-1984 nightmare. That part is undeniable. Okay, it's undeniable. We can't, you know, we can't put that aside. And you can try to, but that's the truth. So another great thing about Trump and Kristi Noem running together is, let's say they got in, Trump's not handling all these press conferences. He could really be a global emissary for the policies. And maybe we could get back to some, you know, sanity in our foreign policy. And now, I'm also going to play part of this CBN piece. And again, pretty big fluff piece. But her talking about food and those policies, I think, is important. So let's flip over to there. Thumbs it up, subscribe, and share. Remember, we're pretty damn, you know, not only demonetized for a very, very long time, but censored on this. And we have to be careful, even now, with videos like this one on YouTube. There are certain things you just cannot acknowledge. So please consider Rumble, Rockfin, Podbean, and beyond, and supporting this broadcast by buying me a coffee, 5, 10, 15 bucks. It means the world to me.
Leadership during the pandemic thrust her into the national spotlight, especially her refusal to enforce federal mask mandates and shut down business.
Well, I really felt like during the pandemic, we saw the best of South Dakota. We saw people that had faith in each other, faith in God. And they really partnered in a way that was pretty inspiring for the rest of the country to watch.
Today, she and Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden, a third-generation cattle rancher, are running the show with farming, cattle ranching, and the nation's food supply at the top of their priority list.
I just have recognized for many, many years that the country that feeds itself controls its own future.
Really? Wow, the country that feeds itself controls its own future. And once again, you could try to sit there and be in denial. And look, I don't like Republicans. I don't like Democrats. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. But as everybody knows, you know, I recently spoke on the Reawaken America tour. I'm going to be doing so again in August. This time I'm going to talk about the true deep state, national security state, continuity of government, all right, and how they've maneuvered this now into signature reduction. And I need these people to start paying attention to that and dismantling and exposing that system. Trump completely failed on Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. That's a fact, Jack. And we talk about that. But I was having, I had a really brief conversation at the meet and greet before the event with Roger Stone. And in that conversation, he asked me who I thought would be better than Trump. Because I said, look, you know, Trump 2024, I'm not sold. I said Rand Paul. He said he's not good enough on TV. Well, this woman is good enough on TV. She will be tough as nails. And I think in many ways better than Trump at these press conferences. Because these guys are going to come at her. And these guys and gals are going to come at her like vipers. Believe it. It'll be the opposite of the Zombie J administration. If you can't see that you want somebody that's at least there to feed her people over the next installed puppet, I don't know what to tell you. And again, I think it gives Trump the opportunity to, he wouldn't even be in the background. Can you imagine the media bonanza if he were to take a step back from his ego and do this? This would be huge if the goal, you know, was really to benefit us, the American people, and they were sincere about their platforms. I'm just pointing that out. So let's go back to Kristi Noem talking about the food supply and controlling it.
But if we start importing food from another country, then they control us. And we are getting dangerously close to that. And we're seeing supply chain issues.
Noem also recently signed legislation making girls' sports solely for biological females. And as of this June, no abortions are being performed in South Dakota.
And by the way, listen, I want to play this because obviously this is the Christian Broadcasting Network. And obviously there's going to be a lot of things with Kristi Noem that are going to be too conservative for moderate voters. And the media is constantly going to be running with this story of she's going to take abortions all the way away with an executive order. Now, I don't know if that's possible, and I'm not going to make the argument that maybe that isn't a possibility. But again, so many people have swayed the other way at this point, and we're now seeing different states via this Roe versus Wade decision. I think that's going to be a main media attack point.
When I ran for governor, I told the entire country I wanted to be the most pro-life governor in the country that we've ever had. And we're very proud of the fact that today we cherish our children in South Dakota.
But it hasn't been all wins for Noem. Her attempts to forge new relationships with South Dakota's Native American Indians were not well received.
There's a lot of healing that needs to happen there. And I talk a little bit in my book about some of the roadblocks that I've run into when it comes to the tribal council.
Although she's running for another term as governor, conservatives inspired by her strong leadership style have urged a run for the White House.
I don't have any plans to do that. I very much am looking forward to hopefully serving the people of South Dakota another 4 years. I hope they'll trust me to do that. I've also known that we'll see what God has planned to.
See what I'm saying? And like, again, on the CBN, what does God have planned? Hopefully, you know, I'm be here another 4 years, but what does God have planned? So in many ways, I think that she is setting up the possibility for a presidential run. I think Trump should run with it. I think they should run together. I think that's a powerhouse of a ticket. I think that the media is going to be running, again, on her ultra-conservative values, again, trying to demonize her for, you know, being anti-Fauci and authoritarian, anti-UN, anti-you-know-who-ski. You-know-who-ski. Can't be against them on YouTube. And by the way, this will be the other great media talking point. She's on horses a lot, folks. You betcha. Putin sympathizer. Look at that man raw with a horse right there. That's where it's going to be at. Guys, you know the drill. All my documentary films are, in fact, free. Let's go all the way back up here. Kristi, look at that. Boom. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture. Watch them. Share them. Okay? Utilize that information to open conversations with other people. Because like I said, look, we got a lot wrong in this country. And you could sit here and act like elections don't matter on some level. But you get the right people in, and at least you get some truth out there, and you get people's minds working. And right now, this isn't just, you know, Clay Clark. I don't agree with everything he has to say, but Clay Clark's out there, and he's trying to save the country. I don't know if the country is actually going to be able to be saved, but I want the best for humanity, and that entails trying. So thumbs it up, subscribe, share, check all that stuff out. 5, 10, 15 bucks, it means the world to me. The Buy Me a Coffee is down below. Rockfin, Podbean, and Rumble, Tumble, Riggity-Roo. That's how you can follow me uncensored in case I get kicked off this platform again, which could absolutely happen. Thanks for joining me. It is not about left or right. That's not what this video was about at all. This is about people that might actually genuinely care about humanity and this country, just pointing that out, and how we could maybe get behind them. That's all this is. So I love you, and I'll see you on the flip side.